Welcome to the Women on the Rise podcast. I'm Jen Blandos, and this is where we talk about everything entrepreneurship. Whether you are just getting started or you have a seven or an eight figure business, I bring you the latest insights, ideas, and inspirations and interviews with the most amazing female entrepreneurs. So it will inspire and motivate you to build the business of your dreams. Welcome to another episode of Women on the Rise. And today we're talking about networking. And I wanted to devote a whole episode to networking because I get asked about this a lot by female entrepreneurs, by entrepreneurs in general. And I see that this is one area that if you own a business, you need to be good at it. But unfortunately, many, many entrepreneurs are not good at networking. So I wanted to devote a whole episode today to talk about some ideas that maybe could help you, if this is an area that you don't really like, feel a bit more comfortable about networking. So the first thing I wanted to do was look a little bit about the different types of networking that we can do, because oftentimes when I speak with business owners, they think that networking is that they're going to rock up at an event, they're going to hand out their business cards, they're going to get lots of amazing business for their business, and that one event that they turned up is all that they need to do for networking. Unfortunately, it does not work like that. And the other thing as well is if you say that you don't have time for networking, that isn't really going to work in your favor either, because no matter what kind of business you have, what sort of industry you are in, how long you've had your business for, having that investment, taking that time to invest in networking is going to pay dividends later on. So even if you are really busy, you want to be able to allocate some time every month to do some form of networking. Now, it doesn't always need to be in person. It could be online as well, but you want to allocate some of your time as a business owner to work on expanding your network. But networking does not have to be icky and gross. It can be something which is going to be a bit more fun and will really help you grow your business. Now, online networking didn't really used to be a thing. And then the pandemic happened and all of that changed. Now, more and more people are wanting to go back to in-person networking, but I do really believe in the power of online. And I think that online networking, especially if you're one of those people who's really busy, can really give you dividends in your business. So online networking can be a number of things. It could be you turning up for an online network session, which could be really dedicated towards online networking. But it might also be as well, it could be something which is more of a online masterclass or a mastermind or something like that instead, where you are online and connecting with people, and it gives you a chance to build those relationships and build those friendships. We also have online communities. Now, that could be as simple as something like a Facebook group, or it could be something a bit more detailed like a paid membership. So for example, Female Fusion, we are a paid membership and we have an online community for our paid members. And what we see is a number of our members are making really great connections with people in those online communities. So that is a really great place to do that and to connect with people. But there's also as well, just the connection that you would make from people by showing up and being online. Now, being online in your business is part of your strategy. You need to have that as part of your strategy as a business owner. And how you show up and how you connect with people and how you communicate online really helps with expanding your network. So if you are one of those people who constantly shows up online and offers advice and offers help, that is a way of you networking online as well. If you are one of those people who shows up online and constantly sells yourself or your business, or here's my mobile number, I can help you, I can do this for you, DM me, that's a little bit harder to build those relationships. And it's really important that when we are networking online, when we are building our reputation online, that you really build yourself out as that person who is the helpful one, who is the person who is engaging and helpful and nice and supportive, especially for your business. So let's say, for example, somebody goes and does a post on some sort of, let's say, a community group or a business group, and they say, I really need help with social media. Who would you recommend? And if, let's say, for example, you have a social media management business, and if you go on there and you just type the word DM or DM me or connect with me, I can help you, that it doesn't really tell anybody much about what your business is. Now, from a networking point of view, let's say, for example, that person has a problem. You can very easily go and answer that problem in the Facebook post or wherever that post is. Now, the reason why I say that is you're not just answering that post for the person who asks it, but also for other people who might be asking it as well. And when that post is there, what that means is that you are able to be seen as the expert in whatever it is that you are answering about. So that's really useful for you as a business owner, that you want to be seen as an expert, you want to be seen as helpful. The other thing as well is that, let's say 6 months from now, somebody might have a similar question, and if they do a search in the group, that they will see you being an expert. But if you go and write DM me, nobody knows who you are, what you do, and that's not going to keep working for you long term. So when you are the helpful person, when you do write that piece of advice, that person will see you as the expert, even as the months and the weeks, the years go on as well. So that's really useful to do. Also too, be thinking when you are networking online, when you are present online, think about how you communicate as a business owner. Don't be that negative person. Don't be the mean person. Don't be the person who puts people down, because people remember that. I don't know about you, but if you've seen people who are constantly negative or constantly mean or putting people down, I don't care how good they are at their job, I will make a decision in my mind that I don't want to work with them. So do be mindful of that as well when you are networking online, that even if it has nothing to do with business, that there still could be people who might want to do business with you, who might be in that group or might see that post. So always remember to be nice and to be good with everyone and to be professional, and think about how people will view you and your business when you are networking online. But don't forget online, especially if you are busy, that online networking is a really great tool for you to utilize. And oftentimes as well, I find that the people who I connect with online, I end up meeting in person and I end up doing business with as well. And I've met some really great people that way who have now become really good friends. And it's just been a result of me connecting with them online and then starting to meet with them in person and having a longer term business relationship or personal relationship with them as well. So even though you might not say that online networking is your thing, I would definitely make it part of your networking strategy. Now, when it comes to in-person networking, there's a phrase that I like to say that I think is really important, and that is that you want to network through the room and not to the room. And what that means when you are networking is you are not going to be one of those people who turns up at the networking and says, right, I need to win a lot of business, or I want a contract, or I want a job, or I want a referral. Because if you turn up to that networking event with that mentality, it's not going to work out for you. Instead, you want to go to an in-person networking event with a mentality of curiosity. So you are going there to build relationships. You are not going there to win business. Now, the business might come as a result of those relationships, but don't expect that you are going to go there that day or that evening and come away with five contracts in your hand. Now, maybe you might be really lucky and you might be in an industry where that could happen, or where somebody really needs your products or your services. But chances are it will probably take you some time to build those relationships. So working through the room means that we are building lifelong relationships, that we are learning about those people and building those business relationships that will get stronger and stronger over time. Now, if you are just directly selling, that people are not going to want to do business with you. How many times have you been to a networking event and somebody's handed you their cards, or they've been going around the room handing out the cards and giving you the hard sell? Are you going to want to do business with them? Chances are no. And that's really important to remember. Do not be that person who hands out your business cards, who wants to go in for the hard sell, because that's not what it's about. It's all about relationships. So ask some questions about them, about their business, about their interests, what they like, why they do what they do, because all of those things help you build relationships. The other thing too is you might meet people who are never going to be your clients or your customers, but it does not mean that you discount them. And I've seen this before. I still remember Female Fusion. This was a few years ago, and I remember we had a networking event. We had lots of different tables. I think it was a dinner. And there was a woman who was there, and she went and sat down at the table and talked to the women who were at this table. And then she got up and said, "Really nice to meet you, but you are not the type of people I'm going to do business with. I'm going to go sit somewhere else." And she got up and left. And the other women who were at this table were like, what? And what was really interesting, although she did this, that the one of the women who was sitting at the table was very, very connected. But she didn't say that. She didn't talk about that. And she didn't let on about who she was, because she had one business that did one thing, but she actually also had another business where she worked with a lot of these people and businesses that would have been the ideal paying customer for this woman. And unfortunately, because of the way, and she actually said to them, "You're not going to be my clients," and so got up and left and went and sat somewhere else, is that she actually missed out on an opportunity, because I know that she was actually referring people for this other business that would have been the ideal paying customer. So just be very mindful about how you do that and how you communicate, because it's building relationships. You don't know who these people know and who they might refer to you as well. So that's really important to remember, that you do want to focus on relationships and building those long-term relationships. And sometimes that relationship that you might have might never help you in business, or it might come to fruition a year, 2 years, 5 years down the line. But it's always good to be good with everyone and to have those relationships as well. And there are a number of different in-person networkings that we can do. And I always think it's useful to vary that and to vary the type of networking that you go to. Some might be just with female entrepreneurs. Some might be mixed. Others might be ones, for example, for a specific business council or a specific business group. And I have people say to me, "Oh, well, you know, I'm in this group, or I'm only in this group." And I don't like to be in just one group. And even as Female Fusion, that I'm in Female Fusion, but I'm also a part of a number of other groups as well, because I think it's useful to network and to know people from different groups. So don't be focused just on saying, "I only do this group," or "I'm only part of this membership." It's really useful to be part of a number of different groups so you can build your network. And you also as well want to always be thinking strategically about those, about the long game and how you're going to go and build those relationships. As you meet people, you will get to know them. They will introduce you to other people. They might get to know a bit about you and your business. And they might recommend people you could collaborate with or connect with or do business with. And that is where working through the room is so helpful. Do not go to a networking event being desperate for clients, because that never works out. Desperation, you can always see desperation from a mile or a kilometer away. And that feels uncomfortable and icky for the people that you're meeting. So think more about long-term relationships, how you could work together, how you could support each other. And it takes time to do it. You're not going to turn up to one event and win lots of customers or clients. You're not going to turn up to one event and have it transform your business. Now, of course, there are times when that could happen, but other times it is really going to be an investment from you and an investment of your time to see the return on investment with those relationships. But it does really, really pay off. But what you want to do, you want to have a networking strategy. So what types of groups are you going to network with? What types of people? Where are they going to be? And what are your desired outcomes? But it is going to take time. But you want to be able to set yourself some goals for networking. Maybe set yourself a goal that you want to go to so many in-person networkings, so many online networkings. Maybe as well, you want to go to a certain number that are international. I find that I set aside time to do international networking events, either online or in person, several times in a year. I think probably in the past year, I've probably been to about 10 or 12 international networking events, and those have been really great for me building relationships, getting recommendations, coming up with collaborations and partnerships with people that I might not necessarily have met. So that has been really useful. It's also useful as well to remember that when you meet people, that you also want to follow up. I know a few people who are master networkers, and the reason why they are master networkers is that they always follow up. So they're following up either by sending an email, if they have the person's email, or connecting with them on LinkedIn and sending a message on LinkedIn, or maybe even as well, if that person gave you their mobile number, it's a WhatsApp message or a text message telling them that it was nice to connect with them. It's not a message saying, hey, nice to meet you. By the way, here's the link to my sales page. Do you want to buy from me? That's not how the relationship works. It's simply building up that relationship and connecting with them and getting to know them better. It takes time. And as part of that relationship, you also want to provide value. So these relationships go two ways, and you can really tell a lot of times the people who are givers and the people who are takers. And you want to be, when you're building up your networking and you're working on working through the room, is that you want to be known as a giver. And it's so funny that as a giver, that means that you're helping people in their business, you're introducing them to other people, maybe you're providing advice or a recommendation, is that when you give, that comes back to you 10 times more without you even asking. So remember that. And I know that when you start out in business, that it might not feel that way, especially because you're new and maybe you feel like you don't have a lot to give. But being that person who gives, being that person who is supportive, it naturally comes back to you. For example, I know somebody who is a lawyer, and she is so good at giving and so good at helping and never asking for anything in return, that so many people recommend her because she has such strong relationships. She never asks for a sale. She never goes out and pitches herself. But because she has positioned herself within the different networks that she's in as such a good lawyer, as such a professional, so knowledgeable in these areas, that people are continuously recommending her. So that is a result of what's happening when she is giving. So as a networker, that you want to really think about that, about how you build those relationships, how you network through the room, and how you are constantly giving to people. And you will see that when you do that, when you are continuously showing up and you are consistent with your networking, that you are going to start to see that is going to yield a huge return on investment for you and for your business. As business owners, we need to focus on our personal brand, but I know that that can feel really overwhelming for some entrepreneurs. And so I have created Female Fusion's personal branding templates. And this toolkit basically has a template for you to create your own profile, which is great if you're pitching for events or if you were trying to have press coverage. And I have also provided for you a template that you can use on Canva to create your own pitch sheet to appear on other people's podcasts, because podcasts are a great way to increase your personal brand. And we need brilliant photos, and we have put together a pitch sheet on how you put together your brief for doing your own photos as well. So all you need to do is go to femalefusionnetwork.com/brand, and the personal branding template kit is there for you to go and purchase.